All right, my usual fashion, Mum was here in my place the other day. Oh, so what are you going to talk on? I don't know, I haven't started yet. I think that might be yesterday morning, actually. So I was looking at a few, I've got one, another thought that I've got underway, which is one of those ones that's taking me forever. So I thought, what would I like to hear? So I was like, I've done one before on trials, but that one was very wordy and long, and so I thought I'd have a second attempt at that theme. So, why does God test us? The last time I had talked about this, I think I had about 16 points, and we probably lost focus by the third point, so keep this one short and sweet. So the more we understand why we face trials, the more easily we can accept them and use them as a chance to grow, rather than sitting there feeling sorry for ourselves. Sometimes we will never know, and just don't know, and have to admit we will never know why things are happening. We'll try and make sense of the situation, because we'll just make it worse for ourselves. We must trust in the Lord that He knows best, so we just have to have faith. Jeremiah and Isaiah and Proverbs all have a little bit to say. Be a good intro to this. Summarizing those. It says, I have plans for you. I have known them since before you were born. Plans to help you prosper and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. But you may not understand the way I go about things, since my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. Just remember to trust in me with all your heart. Don't rely on your own understanding. Seek my will in all you do, and I'll show you which path to take. And before I get to the main points, I do have to point out that often we suffer trials because of decisions we make, so we reap what we sow. We've all probably suffered with the dumb decisions we've made, where our conscience is kicking into top gear. We do our will instead of God's will. We can't blame God for our mistakes, but we can hopefully say, is God brought me through it and made me stronger and smarter in the process. Hosea and Proverbs tell us that people are destroyed from lack of knowledge because they reject knowledge, and because this, in the past, God rejected them and their children. Enthusiasm without knowledge is not good. If you act too quickly, you might make a mistake. A person's own recklessness leads to their ruin. So one of the first points that stood out for me is without trials, we cannot build resilience. This is a common theme throughout lots, and I noticed the most verses came up with that theme from James, Galatians and Hebrews. God doesn't test us for entertainment, but He does it to make us worthy of eternal life. So don't become weary in doing the right thing. We need just to keep confidence, because when the time comes, we'll be blessed with eternal life. James and Psalms tell us that we should be stoked to face trials. We know that testing of our faith helps build perseverance. We need to build perseverance to make us more like Jesus. As with perseverance, many of us need to also build our wisdom. We just need to ask God for some more, and He'll do so without finding any fault in us. Our flesh and our hearts may fail, but God should be the strength in our hearts and our portion forever. Those who are far from Him will perish. Next point comes from, actually has another one and a few things. A few books share the same thing. 2 Corinthians, Proverbs and 1 Peter. That God has promised us more than we can ever deserve. And some of us might get a bit big for our boots from time to time. So we can be given a thorn in our flesh, an adversary to stop us becoming too proud. Sometimes we may be a bit puffed up, but humility comes before honour. We need to be humble so that under God He can lift us up. Sometimes we face trials because we deserve them. Hebrews and Proverbs remind us that sometimes we need to be rebuked. God rebukes his children as parents do to their kids, so that they can become better people. When facing a trial, we can think, is God treating us like his children? Discipline seems pretty horrible at the time, but later on it can produce some good fruits. We need to learn to not reject the Lord's discipline and not to get angry when he corrects us. The Lord corrects those he loves, just as a parent corrects the child they love. Sometimes we face trials because we need to learn to be a little bit less independent and stop trying to do things on our own strength. John and 2 Corinthians tell us that the Lord's grace is all we need, and it is his power works best in our weakness. We should be glad about our weakness so that the power of Christ can work through us. We should be happy when we get insulted and suffer hardships because when we are weak, we can be strong in the Lord. Sometimes we just need to suffer as Christ did. 1 Peter and 2 Corinthians, this bit is actually straight, just copy and paste from Bible Gateway, because it was pretty concise and I was trying to reword it, and I just ended up making a long-winded version. Do not be surprised at the fiery ordeals that come on to test us, as though something strange were happening. But rejoice in as much as we participate in the suffering of Christ, so that we may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If we are insulted because of the name of Christ, we are blessed, for the Spirit of glory in God rests on us. If we suffer, it should not be as a murderer or as a thief or any other kind of criminal or even a meddler. However, if we suffer as a Christian, we should not be ashamed, but praise God that we bear that name. For just as we share in the sufferings of Christ, so also comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for our comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for our comfort, and which produces in us patient endurance. Continuing on a bit from that one, but the trials help us to become more like Christ. 1 Corinthians, Philippians and Romans all had something to say about this. We know that in everything God works for the good of those who love him. People he called, God knew them before he made the world, and he chose them to be like his son, so that Jesus would be the firstborn of many brothers and sisters. And so we must be glad that we are included in sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, character, hope. God, who began the good work within us, will continue to work until it is fully finished on the day when Christ returns. Sometimes we face trials and tests and hardship, because after we've suffered hardships, we can be more understanding and helpful to others who are going through the same situation. Quoting scripture can be hard to understand when someone is grieving, but you can comfort them because you've been through the same thing, and through the pain you trusted in God. 2 Corinthians and Galatians say, "Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, that we may be able to comfort them that they are in any affliction, through the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." Alright, another reason we suffer trials is the greater the pain, the greater the gain. And I know it's true, when you walk up a little hill, see a nice view. Oh, that's quite nice. Walk up Mount Taranaki, I feel like I was about to keel over halfway up. But when I got to the top, I had 10 times the energy I had when I first started. Normally used in terms of working out as well. Or that phrase is, They can often be true when dealing or in relation to our faith. 2 Corinthians and Mark say our bodies get old and worn, and sometimes gravity doesn't help either. I know there's a few family members that used to be taller than me that are now a bit shorter. But our spirit can be renewed every day. We have small troubles now and then, but they're helping us gain an eternal glory. That glory is much greater than all the troubles we face. Just like when working out, we cannot lose sight of our goal. We need to see that the pain will only last a short time, but what we cannot see will last forever. No one who has left house, land and family because of me and the gospel will not receive 100 times more. Sometimes, well, this is more of an observation of life. You know, people find out someone's a Christian. Some people just keep their eye on you, just trying to find and pick faults. So, in that sense, I guess those trials and tests can help us keep us more accountable. Sometimes we have a slip up and we don't notice until someone points it out. Those who know our faith will look down upon us for it sometimes, and often be the first out to point out the fault or sin we've committed. They can act as a backup conscience for us. We should never deceive ourselves and try and hide our sin from God, which is impossible. When we suffer trials and tests, it can be a reminder for us to seek God's help, remind us to pray so we get God, because He can help overcome any situation. And this is another story you'll be all familiar with in Luke. One day Jesus said to His disciples, "Let us go out to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, He fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake and the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke Him up, saying, "Master, Master, we are going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" He asked His disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey Him." Sometimes a little pain can encourage us to learn more about God's words. When we, in a bit of a pickle, prayer in the Bible, often first things we are recommended to turn to. Sometimes we'll hunt through the Bible for something that we feel relatable to our current situation. A couple of quotes from Psalms. "It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy steadfast love. Teach me thy statutes. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep thy word." Sometimes when we go through a bit of a rough patch, it can help us be more thankful for when times are good. You know, you don't know what you have until you lose it. I found some bits from Thessalonians, Ephesians and Colossians. They tell us we should always be joyful. Always keep on praying, no matter what happens. Always be thankful, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are instructed to devote ourselves to prayer with an alert mind and thankful heart, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And lastly, trials help us keep our mind on the Lord. Colossians and Romans teach us, they say, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things, not earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with Him in glory. Therefore, I appeal to you by the mercies of God to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So, don't blame the world, don't blame others, and well, circumstances when times get tough. Pray, be thankful, and learn to rely on God, and understand that what has been done for us and the reward that will come.